Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This morning, leadership showdown. Barnaby Joyce fights to keep the Nationals' top job as Peter Dutton prepares to take over the Liberals. Wild winds and plummeting temperatures, a polar blast makes its way east. Joe Biden touches down in Texas in the wake of the school shooting tragedy. The family of the first Australian killed in Ukraine fights to bring his body home. And trading blows, shocking video emerges of a brawl after the AFL blockbuster.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. Both the Liberals and Nationals could have new leaders by the end of the day as the coalition looks to rebuild itself a week after being booted out of government. Political reporter Taylor Aiken is in Canberra for us this morning. Good morning, Taylor. How will this play out?
Jodie, good morning. Well, as the coalition picks up the pieces of its bruising election loss, it will today decide who will lead the Liberals and the Nationals going forward. Former Defence Minister Peter Dutton is expected to be elected unopposed as Liberal leader, with Susan Lee standing as his deputy. But the race to be leaders of the Nationals party room is expected to be a hotly contested ballot, with Barnaby Joyce being challenged by his deputy, David Littleproud, and fellow MP Darren Chester, coalition MPs and senators looking forward to getting the party back on track.
Peter Dutton is a well-known figure, very capable of leading us forward.
Peter Dutton, I think, is going to make an outstanding leader for the Liberal Party.
There is no way the Liberal and National parties are going to solve their women's problem with Barnaby Joyce or Peter Dutton at the helm.
Have you done the numbers? Do you have the numbers to win?
We'll see what happens in the party room.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is working out the finer details of his ministry. He is expected to detail who will be elected to different portfolios tomorrow before swearing in his new look cabinet and wider ministry on Wednesday. So while the election may be over, it's still shaping up to be a busy week here in Canberra. Jodie?
Sounds like it. OK, Taylor, thank you. New South Wales and Victoria will shiver through days of gale force winds, plummeting temperatures and showers as a polar blast makes its way across from South Australia. Snow is expected in alpine regions, and there's even a warning of blizzards in Victoria tomorrow. Temperatures are predicted to dip into the single digits across most of New South Wales and below zero in Dubbo, Mudgee, Bathurst and Armidale. The cold front will head to Queensland midweek, just in time for the start of winter. US President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are visiting Uvalde in Texas, the city devastated by last week's school shooting. The Bidens laid flowers at the memorial site at Robb Elementary School, where 19 children and two teachers were killed by a lone gunman. The couple will spend most of today meeting with victims' families and survivors. They're also scheduled to attend Mass at the town's Catholic Church. The family of an Australian man who died in Ukraine have broken their silence, speaking of their heartache. Michael O'Neill was killed while offering humanitarian assistance in the war-torn country, and his family is fighting to bring his body back home.
Of Elizabeth Rickard's six children, she says her youngest, Mick, had the liveliest spirit.
He was a beautiful, had a beautiful soul.
Described as a complex man looking for a cause, the 47-year-old was killed this week on the front lines in Ukraine.
He always liked to barrack for the underdog, if you like, yeah, go into bat for anyone that was, you know, having a bad time.
Michael O'Neill had no cultural ties to Ukraine. He left only to help others in need.
Well, he ended up going onto the front line and bringing people back.
Arriving on the ground in March, Mr. O'Neill's family knew of his whereabouts and learned of his death on Thursday night. His nieces dedicated their local footy game to their uncle, running out onto the field at Jeeveston in Tasmania in black armbands as a sign of respect.
Very proud of him, very sad. Yeah.
Previously driving trucks on the mines, it's understood Michael O'Neill was helping Ukrainian civilians to flee the country, as well as transporting the wounded to safety.
I do understand that Australia has laws against joining in the fight and becoming a foreign fighter.
The family will farewell the father of three at a memorial service in the Tasmanian town where he grew up. Jodie Lee, 7 News.
Video has emerged of the moment a brawl broke out after the AFL blockbuster in Melbourne yesterday afternoon. In the clip, 6 men can be seen trading punches and kicks in the middle of an intersection not far from the MCG. When one of them falls to the ground, the others pummel him. It's understood the footage has been handed to police. An investigation is underway after a fight broke out on a Sydney train. Emergency services were called to Redfern Station just after 11 p.m. following reports 2 people had been assaulted. A man and a woman were treated by paramedics before being taken to hospital. No arrests have been made yet, and police are urging any witnesses to come forward. WA has followed in the footsteps of eastern states, making flu vaccinations free for residents aged between 5 and 65. The jabs will be available from GPs and pharmacies from this Wednesday. Victoria is yet to make an announcement on its flu program, but it's believed a statewide package is being finalised. South Australia announced it's rolling out free jabs over the weekend to ease the strain on its hospitals. It's been revealed energy giant AGL's demerger is in doubt and its chief executive is set to leave the company. News Corp is reporting the board will meet this morning to discuss its options and will make an announcement before the stock market opens. It's believed the controversial plan to split the company lacks shareholder support and comes after tech billionaire Mike Cannon-Brookes purchased an 11% stake to try to stop it from happening. A man will face court today accused of striking a firefighter during a police chase in Adelaide. The 22-year-old was allegedly fleeing the scene of a break-in in a stolen ute when he hit the volunteer who was responding to an unrelated incident nearby. Police deployed road spikes and the driver dumped the car. He was arrested shortly afterwards, but an accomplice remains on the run. The firefighter avoided serious injury. 3 men have been charged with assaulting police in Melbourne after an officer was punched. It's alleged they had been tampering with a police vehicle, and when they were confronted, one of them wiped blood on an officer's shirt, resisted arrest, and threw punches. The others allegedly joined in, and police used capsicum spray. The men, all aged 24, are charged with several offences, including drug possession and being drunk and disorderly. A baby formula company in Sydney is coming to the rescue of American infants in a mega deal being touted by the US president. 1 million tins will be shipped from Australia to help the country battle a baby formula crisis.
Millions of American families at breaking point.
An estimated 70% of the US supply now out of stock.
The baby formula shortage is growing more severe after the country's largest manufacturer went under.
Increasingly desperate parents plead for answers.
An Australian company can now give them one.
Emergency shipments coming in from as far away as Australia.
This is a transformative moment for the business.
Northern Beaches mum Christy Carr founded Bubs Australia in 2006. Overnight, the White House gave the company the green light to export more than 1 million tins of formula. That equates to almost 30 million bottles for American babies.
We couldn't be more happy to have an Australian manufacturer that are able to help American families during this time.
The president himself tweeting the news.
That was a very proud moment for myself, but everyone at the Bubs family to wake up to President Biden tweeting.
And a profitable one.
But also domestically, you will find people looking towards that brand now as a trusted brand.
The Bubs Australia range is sold locally in more than 2,000 stores. The company claims it can triple its current production capacity of 10 million tins a year, so customers here won't miss out.
Our home market and Australian consumers are always our priority.
The first shipment is expected to leave Australia by the end of the week. Natasha Squarey, 7 News.
There's growing concern of a shortfall of GPs across the country. Latest figures show the number of Australian graduates applying for GP training has fallen 30% over the last 5 years. The Royal Australian College of General Practitioners warns there's a serious risk there won't be enough GPs on hand because young graduate doctors have so many other career choices. A Queenslander has set sail on the adventure of a lifetime, hoping to break 3 world records in the process. 21-year-old Xavier Dewar left the Gold Coast yesterday, planning to circumnavigate Australia solo in 50 days.
I'll be eating freeze-dried food the whole time, very little freeze-dried food, so I'm expected to lose about 20 kilos on the trip.
Without a first mate on board to keep watch, Xavier will sleep in 15-minute intervals. He hopes to arrive home in mid-July. Checking finance now, the Dow Jones is up 575 points, the Nasdaq also up 390. In London, the FTSE added and Germany's DAX also gained. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,857 an ounce. Oil is $115 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 71 US cents, 91 Japanese yen and $1.09 New Zealand. A plane has gone missing in cloudy weather over Nepal with 22 people on board. Poor visibility is preventing search helicopters from flying to the area of the flight's last known location. The plane lost contact with the control tower 5 minutes before it was due to land at a tourist and pilgrimage site. Nepal has a checkered record of aviation accidents due to its changeable weather and airstrips in hard-to-reach mountainous areas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has visited the war-ravaged city of Kharkiv for the first time since the Russian invasion. The president, wearing a bulletproof vest, visited frontline positions and presented awards to Ukrainian servicemen. Meantime, the leaders of France and Germany have held an 80-minute phone conference with Vladimir Putin, urging him to hold direct negotiations with Ukraine's president. London is gearing up for 4 days of pomp and pageantry, with the countdown on until the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. Celebrations will begin with Trooping the Colour, involving more than 1,500 soldiers and 350 horses. And there's no end of memorabilia on sale to mark the Queen's 70 years on the throne. The Cool Britannia gift shop near Buckingham Palace has already run out of Platinum Jubilee tea towels. Desperate couples struggling with infertility are turning to their parents for a helping hand. They're borrowing thousands of dollars to fund costly IVF procedures to keep their dreams of having a family alive.
Demand for egg freezing and IVF doubled during the pandemic. Couples and singles saying they had more time than ever to reassess their priorities.
A lot of women were locked up at home, working from home, not able to go out on dates, and their eggs were getting older.
It's prompted a huge surge in parents offering to foot the bill for their adult children to keep the dream of grandchildren alive, with just one round costing up to $10,000.
Often the grandparents are supporting them during that journey because it can be very expensive.
One in six couples struggle to conceive. Melanie Swy-Connick went public with her battle.
I'm begging you, I'm on my knees, please.
But most struggle behind closed doors.
It's challenging physically, emotionally, financially. It puts stress on your relationship. It really is a marathon.
Dozens of patients and clinicians came together on a mission to break the stigma around infertility.
Having infertility is not a disease, it's not an illness, it's actually just something that happens.
No one talks about it. As I say, they call us warriors for a reason.
Rochelle Brown, 7 News.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To sport, and Port Adelaide remain in touch with the AFL Top 8 after a 16-point win over Essendon. Darcy Parrish was visibly frustrated with his teammates after a goalless opening quarter, needing to be calmed by skipper Dyson Heppel. The Bombers fought back from a 38-point deficit in the second quarter, but they couldn't overcome the poor start. Carlton coach Michael Voss concedes Jacob Wietering's shoulder injury is likely serious. He will see a surgeon this week. Six Blues debutants have been named in the Blues squad for next week's State of Origin opener. Coach Brad Fittler left out stalwarts Josh Adokar and Jake Trbojevic from the 22-man squad. After only 12 NRL games, 18-year-old Rooster Joseph Suaalii is included. The players arrived at camp in Sydney last night. Panther Stephen Crichton and Bronco Katoni Staggs are the new centres, while Sharks halfback Nico Hines and Eels forward Ryan Mattison are on the bench. The Maroons will name their squad this morning. Jai Hindley has become Australia's first ever winner of the Giro d'Italia. The 26-year-old came into the final stage time trial with a comfortable 1 minute 25 second lead in Verona, only dropping 7 seconds to take out the biggest win of his career. Hindley gave up the leader's jersey at the same stage 2 years ago when he finished second.
It's a beautiful feeling, really. A lot of emotions out there today. Really proud to be Australian and, happy to take this one home.
Hindley is only the second Australian to win a Grand Tour after Cadel Evans' Tour de France win in 2011. Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal will go head-to-head in the quarterfinals at the French Open. Djokovic faced few problems in the fourth round, cruising to a straight sets win over 15th seed Diego Schwartzman. 13-time champion Nadal had to dig deep in an epic against Felix Auger-Aliassime.
Sensational!
Nadal. Changement de balle. Ramasseur, s'il vous plaît.
The type
new
of
ball,
point
please.
Only Rafael Nadal can win.
Nadal through to his 15th semi-final at Roland Garros, winning a five-set thriller. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a strong cold front will sweep through Victoria and New South Wales, generating strong winds, showers and storms, and areas of rain, potentially heavy in the east. A low will approach northwestern WA, bringing heavy rain. Moist onshore winds will drive showers onto southern Western Australia and South Australia. Around the capitals today, partly cloudy in Brisbane, heading for a top of 22 degrees. Showers developing and becoming windy in Sydney, a top of 18. Showers and windy in Canberra, heading for a top of just 10 degrees. Showers and 12 in Melbourne today. Hobart, partly cloudy, also heading for 12 degrees. Showers, possible heavy falls in Adelaide, a top of 16 degrees. Cloudy and 19 in Perth today. And mostly sunny in Darwin, heading for a top of 32 degrees. And that's 7 Early News for this Monday.